Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash that like button like it's your Alabama cousin, so it reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number 1, what's the difference between the 1970s and 2020s? Have people gotten bigger because of the new food pyramid saying that carbohydrates are supposed to be the food that people would eat the most? The food pyramid is a lie. Was it sedentary lifestyles thanks to digital devices? What I'm really surprised about is that they actually got off the couch to even go to the beach. Moving on, this woman's sister is left in shock after her sister dies during a butt lift surgery in Turkey, and her body is returned home with missing organs. If something like this had happened to a man, women would be shaming him for being cheap and laughing at him for losing his life. The tragedy is that this surgery was so she could get more attention and not for medical purposes to help with her health. I guess she didn't bribe the Turkish doctors enough or something. Number 3 is the senator who called Donald Trump mentally ill. Let that sink in. It's Al Franken, and he used to be on Saturday Night Live where he used to say things like, "You're good enough," and "Doggone it, people like you," to himself, in front of the camera. But to be fair, I think this was actually from the show. Here's another moment where he was supposedly joking, pretending to feel up a female soldier. Even the Democrats urged him to resign after making this joke. Up next, Shrish says that every man is a potential rapist. Sure, if that's the case and every woman is a potential gold digger, cheater, prostitute, child rapist, communist, or false accusation risk. You see, both sexes can play this potential game. All of us have a shadow self and we just need to get used to that and control it. What she's implying is that men can't control ourselves. These days, with all the trans stuff, every woman is potentially a man, which then technically makes her a potential rapist too. Number 5, the defeminization and uglification of women in video games continues. Apparently, woke video game studios derive more pleasure from making their male target audience feel uncomfortable than they actually do from making profits. As I've said many times before, women see other women as competition, which is why they encourage fat women to see themselves as beautiful in any size, because men are more likely to find them, the skinny girls spreading the rumor, more attractive. They see female video game characters as competition for their attention. That's how pathetic they are. I can't wait to see what they do when the real competition, lover bots, arrive. Moving on, this mother used a toy found in her nightstand on her baby and shoved it up the schwing-schwing, causing tearing. She did that to help stop the kid from crying because she wanted to be a good mama and make her baby feel good too. She faces up to life in prison now. Usually the punishment women receive for crimes aren't equal to men, but in this case, life in prison might not be harsh enough. The kid was also 2 years old and a boy. I think she belongs under the prison and not in it. Number 7 is another prize of a woman. This one claims her ex-boyfriend assaulted her 14 times, but the authorities found out that he doesn't even exist. But yes, he does exist. It was a man and his name was Patriarchy. Before the 1970s, we used to put people like this in the loony bins. I'm sure that her attorney will argue in court that the non-existent ex-boyfriend provided no defense, so as guilty as charged. This shows you how increasingly desperate women are for men's attention these days. Then again, maybe she ate him. Up next is some more urinary propaganda, how some countries are teaching men not to pee while standing up. If someone ever tells me not to pee standing up, I'll pee on them while they're sleeping in bed, and aim for the face. Imagine if men told women how to empty their bowels. Women would cry about losing bodily autonomy, which is exactly what this is about. Meanwhile, trans men wish they could pee standing up and use a urinal. Number 9 is a woman shaming a man after he told her that he's tired. She says men used to die in war, and now they're tired. The guy asks her why she's questioning him. Women like this used to get 5 across the eyes for talking too much and nagging men back in the past, which I don't condone. If you want proof, then watch the early Sean Connery James Bond films. Seemed like spanking and corporal punishment wasn't just for kids in the past. Women also used to cook, clean, and be respectful for fear of punishment. Today they just punish men because it's fun. Moving on, this woman shares 10 things she learned about modern men being a girlfriend for hire. I bet one of those things is how to deal with STDs. I guess she wants to stay humble and doesn't want to prostitute her own horn. Girlfriend for hire, really? There are several single words you can use for that term. I bet she also learned that when she jumps up and down, she slaps herself in the face because she's a little bit too top-heavy. Number 11, Tupperware files for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. Looks like there are hard times ahead. No wonder they cut half a percentage point in interest rates in September. Now where are all the Haitians supposed to keep all their cat leftovers? People, myself included, are also more likely to use glass leftover containers more these days because they have less chemicals. Less Tupperware microplastics in my scrotum. Besides, Tupperware is expensive compared to the brands you find at Dollar General or Dollarama. Up next, this looks like what they're doing to modern video game characters. The one on the right looks like Chad with a rack on his chest. But to make the woman on the right look more realistic, they seem to have forgot to put her in the ugliest turtleneck ever. Reduce her bust size and get rid of her hourglass figure. Then she would be perfect. The woman on the left appeals to 95% of men, while the one on the right only appeals to 5%. Number 13, here's a guy who hunts down people committing fraud. When he catches them, he puts them into an interrogation-style room, and over the last 5 years, he's had over 300 false allegations thrown against him, even though they were recorded from 6 different angles. The reason 217 women gave him those allegations was because they were pissed off about the glass ceiling and couldn't get a promotion, so they wanted to take out what they feel entitled to on him. Women have different morality than men, or lack thereof. Moving on, a judge finds this woman incompetent of standing trial in a fatal ending of a 3-year-old outside of a supermarket. But if you pick up a weapon and end someone, then technically you are competent. A woman uses a toy on her 2-year-old Shwing Shwing, life in prison. This woman uses a weapon to end a white kid in no time in prison. Some people might call this a case of black privilege, where you can break every law in your country and still remain a victim. Number 15 is the difference between a bad and good conversation starter. But what I really want to know is, why does nature make some men so unattractive? One person in the comments section says because they're the ones that are supposed to invent things for the future of humanity without distractions. But those two are the outliers. These days, even the average-looking guy with the ordinary job can't get women to look at him. It's never been harder than right now for Mr. Normal. Up next, would you push this button if there was a 1% chance of becoming a billionaire and a 99% chance of becoming a girl? Only if I had gender dysphoria, which I don't. But either way, if you do push that button, life's about to get a whole lot easier. So 100% chance of life being easier, or if you're a girl, you can keep pushing that button over and over again until you become a billionaire. But I wouldn't, because I don't want to live my life where no one and nothing makes me happy or content. Number 17, there's nothing that turns a man off faster than a woman that nags for myself. And what about you? Is it arguing with her for no reason, or that she smells like cold fish and feet? How about if she's a fat purple-haired liberal? But I think for most men, there's nothing worse than a woman that used to be a man. So many things can turn me off, like high notch counts, talking to her ex-chat, or shit-testing behaviors. Moving on, as a woman dressed up as one of the characters from The Handmaid's Tale, and carrier pigeons give her the message that her gross grape fantasy show isn't going to happen in real life. It's almost as if they have this fantasy that they are one of the only fertile women out there, and that rich and powerful men want to use them as breeding stock. It's almost like they want the state to collapse so they can carry some tyrant's cooch critters. Number 19, this cross-eyed male ended a baby and now the state of Indiana will pay for his male-to-female surgery. So basically they'll castrate him. That may actually be the only good use of American taxpayer dollars. Maybe the wood chipper would be even better. But with that, I'm not condoning violence or anything. I hope that they straighten out that eye while they're at it in surgery, if they can. This judge is also appointed by Slick Willie Clinton. Up next, here's the difference between gaming for 8 hours versus listening to a woman talk for just 1 minute. I choose the gaming because women know exactly what to say to piss you off in only a minute and ruin the rest of your day. But ruining your day makes her day better. The only way to prevent that is to avoid women entirely. Besides, gaming may be virtual, but at least it leaves you with a sense of accomplishment if you win. Number 21, someone says that Germany has given Israel $70 billion in reparations, and that the United States has given it $250 billion in foreign aid, and Israel hasn't given anyone anything. That's an unfair statement. What about all the cultural enrichment that they've been giving us? Not to mention Israel has given America a place to set up 3 military bases. They started building the first one in 2017 under Trump. Moving on, if you want to know that women like seeing us suffer, here's proof. Women will say that it's men's fault that we don't have male spaces. And when someone tries setting up a men's shelter, they petition to have it shut down. They really don't want us to have anything. But if it was a shelter for single migrant men, then no one would complain about it. They want us broke and living out of our own cars for the best interests of our children, supposedly. Number 23, someone says, notice how it's only female-led shows that get unnecessary amounts of hate. No, it's because they suck. Boys in the 80s didn't think to themselves, I'll watch She-Ra, or My Little Pony, and Strawberry Shortcake, because they're cartoon shows. That's the same vibe I get from these. As if they're 80s girl shows and cartoons, and the women making them are pissed off because men won't watch them. If they made them like this girl boss, then no one would actually hate them. Up next, you need to stop complaining because there are people literally living in California in New Pork. The Democrats want to impoverish all of America, so there's no escape. And so that every state sucks, so the citizens of these two states stay put and keep paying their taxes. Whoever made this is an a-hole because he forgot to include New Jersey. Number 25 and the last one is the new Halle Berry, with unshaven armpits. Looks like paying child support made her go cray-cray. If her pits look that good, then imagine what her bush is like. I'm not even very fond of my own underarm hair, so why would anyone find this attractive? When I look at this, all I can think to myself is that her armpit has an afro growing in it. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.